Miley Cyrus talking trash about a very famous podcaster. You know her from Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper. And Miley Cyrus calling her creepy because of something that she just did.
I was in the middle of it because I was, and I didn't know what you all would want. And Alex, being a super fan, kind of creepy. She's also my neighbor, which is also creepy. She got money and then she moved next door to me. Yeah. There was no other host. I was like, just walked next. Yeah, it was weird. And she's like, oh my God, you live here? She interviewed me at my house like 5 years ago, so you knew damn well where I live.
Dang, she's killing the room.
What's her problem?
She's like killing it.
She's getting a stand-up comedy.
I know. Gosh, she was like getting mad laughs.
The thing is, she's not that was not funny.
Not funny.
It's not funny.
You know, I mean, they're famous. Like, anything you say.
Yes, so hilarious.
Especially her.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like when your boss says something, it's not funny. You're like,
but she goes, creeper.
Yeah, creeper.
I don't know what's the problem. I don't know what her, I mean, seems to me, unless it's some weird inside joke that we don't get.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how moving beside somebody.
Unless she was just trying to be funny and kind of make it up like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I don't know. If I were Alex Cooper on my podcast, I would probably talk trash about Miley Cyrus now.
Oh, no.
I mean, gloves are off.
I mean, obviously, Miley Cyrus has a massive platform with her social media.
Sure, but so does Alex Cooper.
Yeah. She signed a deal, three-year deal for $125 million for her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
She was making $75,000 a year at Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And Dave Portnoy was like, go for it.
Go.
Like, I can't match it. It's like, you've earned it. Go for it. He was like, this is what this place is for.
Yeah.
You know, if you get, and make it big, somebody offers you more,
go for it. And I think also said, but we would love to have you still, like if it doesn't come back, be here. We want you. Yeah.
Like,
nuts.
Can't match that at all. So she's making what is that? $40 million a year? Holy crap.
You know, I'm not good with math, with all the numbers and the zeros and the.
It's like an NFL quarterback salary.
Yeah.
She talks about dirty, dirty sex.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, yes. Just for doing what we do.
Everyone's doing radio now.
I know, seriously.
People are like, that's radio. It's all radio. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We started it. I mean, not well, technically, but.
And technically, I mean, podcasts aren't live. I mean,
well, no, it doesn't have that aspect of it.
Yeah,
but I'm saying they're doing a similar thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, it's almost, I think when you listen to both, it's, the feeling, the subconsciousness, and the perception's different because it's already recorded, especially if you listen later, where live, anything could happen at any given time. You have no idea, including ourselves.
No, 100%. Are there any, not that I know of, but any besides like Hollywood News or like The Daily or stuff like that, any podcasters, big name, that do their podcast every single day?
There are some during certain times of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, like a Megyn Kelly, but it's more news.
Yeah, that's news.
There are certain sports ones every day. That go every, like if it's a football one, they go every day during football season, but they don't work every day in the off season.
Right.
And it's not live.
Mm-hmm. And you can watch the podcast, but yeah, it's not the same. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Especially when you're doing it just once a week. But somebody
said to me recently, they're like, I would love to hear a podcast that covers like some entertainment, some news, maybe plays a little music here and there.
Hello.
And I was like, tell me more.
Yes.
You're describing what we've been doing for years.
Yeah, it was morning radio. You got it.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We just
they're like, but I'd love for it to be a little more localized.
Yeah.
I'm like,
all we have to do is just really target the millennials and be like, you know what would be great? This thing that you could just tune into.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be like, oh my God, it's so cool. It's like the telephone. Of my daughter, she's 10, is a little on the young side, but they're all like, they have phones in your house. I'm like,
on your wall? You're like,
yeah,
what?
It's crazy.
What?
But they market it and they're bright, fun colors. And wow, all of a sudden she's got to have it.
Yeah.
It's like imagine trying to convince them of cable.
Right.
Like, you know how you hate having to look up what app is this show on? What app is this movie on? And you got to pay 8 different streamers, 8 different prices. What if I told you we could put it all in one?
One place.
Right, one place. And just one fee. Mm-hmm. One small fee.
It's coming.
They're like, that's impossible.
But what if the internet buffers? Well, we could hook it. We could hook it to a cord right into your house.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to worry about buffering.
They're like, what's a cord?
What?
Yeah.
I've been saying that exact
sign
thing
me up.
About the shopping mall. It's coming. Mm. They're going to come back.
Come back.
They are. Yes. I really, truly, and maybe not tomorrow, but I really, truly believe it. People are like, I just wish there was this place.
You can go
that I could go and like try on the clothes all in one place, all in one area, one parking,
Well, I think that, malls didn't evolve inside. So like now radio's right on your phone. It's evolved. It's on your phone. It's in your dash. It's in, you know, computers. You can always stream it. And plus, it's just super easy. It's never kind of went away.
True. That is true.
I also get frustrated by the people who constantly post support local, support local. I feel like the focus is always on restaurants and stuff. I'm like, you know, you can listen local too.
Yeah, right.
And guess what? It doesn't cost you anything to listen local.
No, it doesn't.
Very cheap.
And it is super live, cheap. And we make lots of mistakes, and we say dumb things. We get in fights. You just never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching sports. I can't watch sports if it's not live.
No.
I want to be there when it's happening. That's the excitement of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then everything gets ruined for you on social media.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If something crazy does happen and you want to go back and watch it, you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so stop copying us and not doing as good a job as we are.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting paid more than us, but stop doing it.
Yeah, you can't do this.
Most podcasts are trash, though.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. There's some big ones that are like total trash, but they have big sponsors or whatever. They get big backing, so they do well. You're like, gosh, just get to it already.
I know.
They'll talk for 30 minutes. You're like, don't you have a guest that we're like waiting for? And so you're like, skip, 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 skip. So, yeah, it's not. It's like they could learn. They could learn from us. I mean, to be humble. We're being humble about it.